Jacob Cardiff's Jeremiah.
Yeah, hey Jeremiah, how you doing?
Good, good. How are you?
Good. My name is Dave, and I'm calling in response to an advertisement you sent to me.
Yeah, Dave. Let me start off with that 16-digit code.
All right. 2511.
Mm-hmm.
3101.
Okay.
0030.
0030.
3042.
3042. Okay. Pull that up here. And what's your first name again?
David.
David. Okay. And then I have the name of the business as Peconic Marble Granite.
Correct.
Okay. And David, are you 100% owner of the business?
Yes.
All right. And then let me verify that address real quick. Oh, actually, what's a good number to call you back from in case we get disconnected?
631-512-7222.
Okay, is that a cell phone, a work number?
Cell phone.
Okay. And then I have the address as 118 Marcy Avenue in New York.
Yeah, Riverhead, New York.
Riverhead, New York. Okay, perfect. All right. Yeah, David, tell me a little bit about what you're looking for, and I'll see if I can kind of answer any questions you might have.
All right. Well, actually, I have the questions. It says there's one, a secured loan up to 5 years, two, an unsecured loan up to 3 years, and three, a refi loan up to 3 years. When you're talking about a refi loan, what are we talking about?
No, a refi wouldn't be on the house. Refi would be as far as like people who have like cash advance loans. Usually we help them out and try to refi those.
No, I don't have anything like that. All right, and then when you're talking about a secured loan, what type of things are you looking for collateral?
So for a secured loan with those business secured loans, we're looking at equipment. So any type of anything that comes with a pink slip, like a yellow iron or by yellow iron, I mean like tractors, trailers, any vehicles you have that are paid off, those type of collaterals, what we're looking at. We don't use any of like your house or any assets like that as collateral. Or if you're looking to purchase equipment, we can get that financed on a 5-year term for you.
All right. And what if I just have not my primary residence, but I own other houses?
Uh huh.
You wouldn't use that for?
No, unfortunately, we don't do. We don't use homes as collateral to get loans. What type of what are you looking for? What type of loan are you looking for specifically?
Just for $100,000 as working capital.
For the business?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, we can make that happen for you. It just wouldn't be a secured loan. I have unsecured working capital loans where you don't have to put up your house. I mean, it's much better than having to risk your house over your business.
No, I understand that. I'm just figuring that secured loans would be a better rate.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, they definitely are. But we're actually pretty competitive, and the rates aren't bad at all. We work with you, and kind of, especially if we're looking to do on a 3-year term, they're not bad at all. So it's hard for me to actually tell you a specific rate because of there's so many factors that kind of come into play. Your personal credit, time in business, your sales. How would you rate your credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
My personal credit?
Yeah, your personal credit.
Is 770.
Okay, so you qualify. You'd probably be one of our top-tier customers where you'd qualify for one of our best programs, which is the 3-year. What about your sales? What have you guys done last year? 2015.
2015 was, I think, was 2.23 or 2.24 million.
Okay, and this year, are you guys on track to do the same?
Yeah, a little better.
A little better. Okay. And how long have you guys been in business for?
This particular business is, I changed the name in 2005. I've been in business since 1987.
Okay.
But this one's been operating under this
name.
Yeah, since 2005.
Okay. So this entity has been in business since 2005. Okay. And what are you going to be using the 100,000 for?
Mainly showroom renovations.
Okay. Showroom renovations. Do you already have a location picked out? Or are you adding on a new showroom? Or are you just making your shop showroom that you currently have and kind of updating it? And
yeah, every year I update it. We get a. I have a fabrication shop,
mm-hmm.
and I also have a showroom where we do kitchens and bathrooms. So, in addition to the fabrication shop, I sell and install cabinets, tile, plumbing fixtures, things like that, and we also do complete kitchen and bath renovations. The showroom products are constantly in having to be updated. So every year we do that, and every year I just reinvest money back into the business and do it. But this year I was thinking I might want to actually borrow the money to do it instead of using my own money.
Sure, makes sense. And it usually costs you around $100,000 to do that.
Yeah, they. Yeah, it's quite a bit of work. I mean, I change out. I have right now 10 different cabinet lines. I have almost 20 different countertop lines.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's pretty close. I mean, I couldn't give you an exact number. If you need an exact number, I can give it to you. But I allocate, you know, that at the end of the year.
Okay. Do you have, like, a line of credit with your bank that, you know, that you're able to take out and use for that, or...?
I have a line of credit with my bank, and it's halfway paid off. It's
okay.
Paid off as we speak. Yeah. And so I can access a line of credit. Yeah.
Yeah, I was just thinking, you know, what your options would be and what you're thinking about. The advantage. Here's the thing: we work with a lot of granite and marble companies, construction companies. In fact, I've helped a few jewelry companies get some money and expand their showroom. So very similar to what you're doing with the showroom and the build-out materials for it. Now, what's great about our loan is that it doesn't show up on your personal credit report. This is strictly a business loan. So it goes on the business credit report. It is a little bit more expensive than a traditional bank loan. So I do want you to keep that in mind. However, it's great because you get to keep your own capital. But what it comes down to, if you have the money and, you know, it's not going to hurt you, then, you know, obviously it's smart enough just to use your own money. But what type of return on investment do you get from redoing your showroom? Do you see an increase in sales when that happens? Have you guys narrowed down a specific return?
There's no way of knowing that. Year to year, we have a growth of anywhere from 7 to 10%. And I just factor it in every year and do it because, you know, it's just smart. But
yeah.
I don't have anything to play it off of. Like, I've never not done it, so I can't
say,
oh, well, yeah. And it's a pretty ambiguous thing. I mean, you're doing it, you know, for the general overall reasons and not looking at it. Like, if you ask me about a specific granite or a specific countertop or a specific cabinet, I can tell you whether these lines are moving and the returns, whether it's a value to get these lines in. But something like this is just
it's hard to put a number on it.
Hard to know, you know.
Yeah.
Because people don't come in and say, oh, because you did your showroom, I'm going to work with you. But, you know, when they come in and they see the showroom done, it probably goes a long way in making them think that.
I'm sure it definitely has a huge effect on it. Do you put everything that you carry in that showroom, or is it just like your top-of-the-line products, your top-of-the-line cabinets? Or is there like a variety of everything that you carry where they can, you know, like when if you go to Home Depot, they have samples of each paint or cabinets?
No, you can't possibly put everything in. That's
just... Okay. So do you find that a lot of your customers are purchasing what's in your showroom? Do they select, like, oh, I like this, I love the way this looks, and do you find that whatever's in your showroom has more sales than what's not in your showroom?
Yeah.
Yeah, you would...
If it's the right setup, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean... David, I'd be more than happy in trying to help you out. Getting you the $100,000, to be honest with you, is not going to be a problem. Your sales, your credit, you're going to qualify. You should qualify for our best program, which is we're going to try to get you the best rate. Our goal is to do business with you, and the great thing about us is we don't need all this crazy paperwork that your bank would probably need. All right? We would literally need an application, some bank statements, and a tax return, and then I can get you an answer within about 24 hours. And if you like the approval that I give you, I can get you the money in your account in another 24 to 48 hours.
All right, but how much is this money going to cost me, and what are we?
Well, doing? So let's just say you qualify for the best tier program. They usually start off on 10 cents on the dollar.
All right.
And it kind of goes up from there. Now, it also depends on how long you want to keep the money for. If you want to pay it back quickly, then we can obviously get you a better rate. The longer you keep it, then it'll be a little bit more expensive that way.
All right. So let's go. Let's review it.
Okay.
I just don't want to waste any time.
Of course. Yeah, I totally understand. So are you thinking like shorter, 6 months, or would you want to drag it out as long as possible to 3 years?
No, not 3 years. Probably 1 year.
Okay, 1 year. Okay, 1 year, $100,000. Could you use more than $100,000, or $100,000 is your max?
$100,000 is heavy. I don't even need $100,000.
Okay.
If I actually sat down and ran the numbers from last year, I came out to $69,000 and change.
Okay.
And then I end up writing it off my taxes. So this year I want to keep the money, but I still want the write off.
Which makes sense. Trust me, we're very busy right now because everybody wants to put something in Section 179 right now. You know, so it makes sense.
Honestly, that's my biggest motivator. I want to keep my money this year because I'm investing in some other real estate. I also invest in real estate. That's why I asked you, do you guys take houses?
Mm-hmm.
I have three houses that are rentals that are I don't owe anything on. And then I have another investment property that I'm partners on I have probably close to $4 million in real estate that's mortgaged maybe $700,000,
$800,000. Wow. Yeah,
that's why I ask you, do you use real estate for secured loan? Because I can easily just take a rental and secure it. But, 10% is one of the better ones I've been hearing.
Yeah. But you have to qualify for that. So, you know, but I'm just going off what you say. Those numbers you're giving me, there should be no reason why you don't qualify for that. It definitely is one of the better rates. But not many people get qualified for that. So I personally haven't had anybody get qualified for that. I do have an associate who did have someone qualify for it, and it was a great program. And then we even have a discount if you want to pay it off early. So
Right.
there's multiple options. The best thing for me to do for you, David, is get your info to the underwriter. And it doesn't take a lot of time. It really doesn't. It's like I said, we're not like a traditional Wells Fargo where we ask for like your blood type and your kids' blood type and samples of hair, and we don't do all that. Literally, it's a few pages, a short one-page application, some bank statements, just to make sure your business is there and it is what it's you say it's doing. And then we give you an approval, and we want to earn your business. So we know there's a lot of competition out there, and we're gonna straight shoot you and give you the numbers, what it is, and try to earn your business that way.
All right.
Okay, so what's a good email for me to send over the application to?
I think I have the application. It says here business loan application.
Yeah,
Is that it?
I'm actually going to send you a different one because we're actually going to need an actual wet signature on there from you, authorizing us to be able to look into your file and run your credit.
All right.
What's a good email?
D Pence, DPENCE. 5252
5252
at gmail.com.
at gmail.com. Okay, David. So I got D Pence, DPENCE 5252 at gmail.com.
Correct.
Perfect. Give me like 5, 10 minutes, David. I'll shoot you over the application
All
along
right.
with the short list. And then do you want to take down my direct number in case you need to get a hold of me?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
It's 858-909-8867. And again, my name is Jeremiah.
8857.
8867, 67.
667. Jeremiah. All right, I'll get it right back to you.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, David.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right, bye.